Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 466 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I always stayed around the factory and looked after seeing that nobody came in or out unless they had business. I never have seen anybody goose Conley. Sometimes I would kick him to make him go on to his work. The door that leads to the Clark Woodenware place never was locked. It was nailed up when the Clark Woodenware moved out of there. I nailed it up myself. It was open on the Monday after the murder. It led back to a chute in the rear and to two water closets on the right. Nobody occupies that now. I was at the factory every Saturday except June, excepting legal holidays when the factory was shut down. I did not miss a single Saturday in July, August, September, October, November, December, and January, excepting legal holidays. On Thanksgiving Day, I stayed there until 12 or 1 o'clock. I have never missed a Saturday since I have been working at the factory. I would be relieved on Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. I would go all over the building trying to see that everything is all right. That was my business. I have never known Mr. Frank to have any women on Saturdays excepting his wife. She came there on Saturdays and went home with him about once a month. Mr. Schiff helped Mr. Frank on his books on Saturdays. Conley never did watch the door downstairs. If he did, it must have been after 4:30 p.m. I never see him giving signals to Mr. Frank and Frank giving him.